If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Tudor Dixon Podcast in the Clay and Buck Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. We have a very special guest with us today. I am excited to welcome the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, to the podcast. Mr. President, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Tudor. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I want to actually take a little bit of a different approach to this conversation because there is a special President Trump that I know, and he is an incredibly caring guy. You were so wonderful to my dad when he was sick. You took a lot of time to talk to him. But we've also had some other folks on that have said great things about you. Major John Turnbull was on the podcast, and he told us about leaving Walter Reed after losing his eyesight in an explosion in Syria. He met you at the hospital, but then he came home to his house, and you and the First Lady had left him a gift. It wasn't from the White House. It was specially from you. It was new baby supplies for his baby. He said he's never going to forget, and you have no idea what that meant to him. I also heard about a story years ago of a woman who lost a game show. She was asked what she would do with the money. She said her young son was sick. She would pay his medical bills. You decided to pick up the medical bills and then help him through his first year of college. Why don't we ever get to see this side of Donald Trump in the public? Because it is such an amazing part of who you are.
Well, I don't know. There, people aren't interested in, I can tell you the media is not interested in those things. And, you know, I'll help people. I love to help people. It's nice to be able to do it. And these, some of the soldiers, what they've given up. I used to go to Walter Reed a lot when I was president to just visit people, visit soldiers. And incredible, I mean, to see, first of all, how good Walter Reed is, what they can do, but to see the damage done to these people and the horrible damage done to them. And especially when you view, you know, why were we there? Why did we do this? And, you know, I believe in peace through strength, but you don't have to do all of this stuff that we do. It ends up not solving problems. But when you see the destruction that's done and the horrible harm to the families, to the people that we're talking about, but to the families and beyond, it's really terrible. So I would spend a lot of time, and you get to be really, really friendly about it. It's, you know, it's very interesting. I would never have been a doctor because I'm not good at handling that stuff. You understand that, right? Mm. And yet I've seen wounds that are so bad, and it's incredible. I have no problem with it. I normally would. I have no problem with it. I have such respect for these people. I just have no problem with it.
Yeah, he said it was a moment when they said no cameras allowed. He said no one knew you were there. No, when you came to the hospital, he said it was just so amazing to think that he didn't want anybody to know. He just came to see me, and it really meant something to him. And I've heard so many stories that are so amazing. And we see what you go through. We watch this. I've had people say to me before, I would never run for office, because who would run for office? I mean, we're looking at 4 indictments, now a mugshot. You and your family, you're very tough. I know you're very tough. I've talked to you. I've seen you. But I have to ask you have a son that's just a few years older than my daughter. in high school right now. How, as a father, do you protect him and guide him through this? And how do you talk about the weaponization of government that has scared other people away from running?
Well, I've seen people where they don't like our government anymore. And I say, you can't do that. We have to love our government, but we have to change it. They become very, they become crazed there. And this has been happening from before my time, but not that much before. It's gotten really bad. It started with the Obama administration, and you understand that. It just was nasty. And it's gotten to a point now where it's out of control. It's the weaponization of government. They sue you, not 2.5 years ago when they could have. They sue you right in the middle of your election. And we're leading Biden, and we're leading everybody by a lot. We're leading Biden by a lot. And they sue you, right? If I wasn't leading or if I wasn't running, none of this stuff would happen.
Oh, I mean, we are not surprised. This is the most corrupt president we've ever had.
Yeah. These people are horrible. I mean, it's like incredible that this could take place, actually. It's called, you know, weaponization, but it's also, you know, there are many terms for it. It tries to affect the election. That's what they're trying to do, affect the election. And I'm way up on Biden in some of these polls, and they want to change it. It's, you know, there's a term called election interference, and that's exactly what they do. And they do it for that reason. It's terrible. I think they also do it as revenge for the Republicans going after them for the first time. Now, let's see what happens, because they have to act if they're going to do something. Just either do it or don't do it. But they got to act, because there's so much corruption. This is the most corrupt president in history and the most incompetent at the same time. It's pretty incredible.
I know I try to explain this to my own kids, but what's it like as a father? Because we see you as this amazingly strong man, but you're a dad.
Well, it's tough when you have children that, you know, I have a son who's 17, just turned 17. But, you know, regardless of age, when they see this kind of stuff happening and it plays out in the media, and much of the media doesn't cover it accurately. But a lot of people, you know, it's very interesting. The poll numbers went way up. That means that people understand it. My poll numbers are the highest probably they've ever been. And every time I get indicted, they go up. But, you know, I get indicted. I never was indicted before. All of a sudden, I do this stuff. And I will say this, that's true. I know a lot of successful people that said, oh, boy, they'd like to do what I did. And now they say, no, it's really something they wouldn't want to do. It's a nasty, very nasty business. You meet very dishonest people like Adam Schiff and people that you just don't really, I don't know, you meet some pretty bad business people, but these are really sleaze. These are really bad people, the Schiffs of the world, and so many others. It's incredible, actually. And they know the facts. You know, they knew that there was no Russia, 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 and yet they talk about it. They made it up. They knew the story was phony. But they'll talk about it like, oh, it's this great constitutional crisis. And yet they know it's phony.
When you're back in office, will you go after Hillary Clinton for that fake dossier?
Well, that's the thing. It was a fake dossier. Yeah, that's big. All of that stuff is now part of what's, you know, going on and what's being looked at. A fake dossier. It was paid for by the Democrat Party and Hillary. All of the stuff, it was fake. It's just fake. Everything. The current stuff is fake.
All fake, and yet we have some really real stuff about Hunter Biden.
Pretty terrible.
It's incredible. When we look at what we're seeing right now with Ukraine and Hunter Biden, Russia and Hunter Biden, China and Hunter Biden, and yet they're getting away with what they're doing. But now we see them distracting again. So I want to talk to you about this, because we had a booming economy with you before COVID. COVID stole so much from us. We lost our loved ones. We suffered major learning loss. Our kids really suffered mental health strain. Costs have gone through the roof. And now we're hearing that Kentucky is shutting down two school systems because of COVID again. So people are panicked that these shutdowns are going to return. What happens in a Trump administration when COVID comes back?
Well, we don't do shutdowns, for one thing. And it sounds to me like, you know, if something's coming back, you know, they blame everything. They say it's COVID because they love using the word COVID. If you have a flu season, you know, they call it COVID. We had that then, too, by the way. You had a lot of flu. You had a lot of this, that. And, you know, they like to say everything's COVID. But let's see what happens. I mean, there could be something happening. And, you know, I always said Biden did a lousy job with COVID, and he did do a lousy job. We handed him over a great situation, and a lot of stupid decisions were made, especially with the spending of money and what they were doing. But we'll have to see what happens. There is something that seems to be, don't you think? There's something that seems to be happening right now, yeah. And nobody knows quite what it is.
Yeah, I've seen, I mean, we have a lot of people that have been close to us that have been getting COVID again. I mean, they're not in the point where they're hospitalized, but I don't know if that may be happening across the country. But I want to talk to you about this because Joe Biden just announced that he's going to be funding a new vaccine. He wants everyone to get this vaccine. And we're hearing about a lot of complaints from vaccine injured. To say a lot, it's like an understatement, numerous. The pharmaceutical companies have refused to release their data on vaccine side effects, but we've seen cases of myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks. They're all increasing. The research has never been released. So will you demand that the vaccine companies, that the pharmaceutical companies release their vaccine data to the public so that we can see what they're actually seeing about the side effects of this vaccine?
Well, they should do that. You know, we're all in this together, and they should be doing that. And frankly, anything new, and I hadn't heard what he said yet, but anything new's got to be looked at very carefully. But they should be doing that. If they have facts, I mean, the facts are public. They should be made public immediately. People should understand that, and they should know what research is showing and what fact-finding is. You know, this is now after the case. Don't forget, when we started, nobody ever had any idea. The word, even the word pandemic, it was 100 years ago. 1917, that was the last time. And it was, you know, it was a horrible thing. 100 million people perhaps died. But, you know, nobody thought that could happen again. It seemed like an ancient kind of a thing. You know, the plague, they talked about the plague. But we had our own plague. It was called COVID. It was called the China virus. And frankly, it was not, it was what it did to the world. What that Wuhan lab and what came out of there, because it came out of the Wuhan lab, and what that did to the world was unbelievable. 60 trillion in damages, so many dead people, millions and millions of people all over the world. What happened there was just incredible. Horrible.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden, just a couple of days ago, he said he is going to release a new vaccine that works. Those are his exact words, that works. I don't know if that's to indicate that he thinks the last vaccine didn't work, but the vaccine, the pharmaceutical companies have been protected by the PrEP Act, and that protects them until, I think it's December 24th when that sunsets. So once that sunsets, and then they can be held liable for any type of vaccine injuries, will you tell the vaxxer, these companies that they must be honest about what has happened with this vaccine? And do you believe that we should be starting a new vaccine at this point?
They have to they have to be honest with the numbers, the facts. And, you know, they have an obligation to be honest. And if they are going to hold back, that means they're holding back something that's not good. So it's good for them to be honest, and people are going to understand
exactly
it too.
That's exactly what
they have to be honest with and they have to, any information, they have to release it.
And that is not what we're hearing from this current administration. And Mr. President, I'm telling you, there are people out there that are desperate to have you stand for them in that case.
Well, we'll stand for them in many ways. Look at what's happening to the border. Millions and millions of people. Look at what's happening to our cities. They're being overrun. But even before they were being overrun, the crime was overrunning the cities. I mean, there's never been anything like it. And you look at, I look at numbers from Chicago, from Detroit, from, look at New York with all the thousands and thousands of people piling into the city that nobody even knows where they come from. Nobody knows where they come from. It is not sustainable. Even as a society, it is not sustainable. And it's not even affordable. You can't, no country could afford the cost of what's going on right now. There's no country ever that could have afforded this.
You know, sir, in 2016, you talked to us in such a unique way, because as moms, we really needed to hear that the economy was going to get back on track. And as business people, especially in the state of Michigan, we had to know that manufacturing would come back. Michigan is really dying. Manufacturing has left. The automotive industry has destroyed us. They are now talking about going on strike. What is your message to workers and suburban moms in states like Michigan?
Well, I did great with Michigan, and we won it. I think we did better the second time than we did the first, but we had great success in Michigan. And I stopped the cars from moving out, you know, the car manufacturing from moving to Mexico. Michigan lost 32% before I got there, 32% of its car production. A lot of it went to Mexico. And actually 32% went to Mexico, to be exact. That's a tremendous thing to think. And now I understand they're at it again. And now with the concept, which is ridiculous, of all electric cars, they're going to be made in China. Not going to be made here. So who's ever representing the United Auto Workers better get to work, because and they better not support a Democrat, because China is going to be making all of our cars very soon because of this all electric concept, which is ridiculous, by the way.
I mean, the electric concept, it really kills jobs regardless. Even if they don't leave, even if you have a manufacturing facility here, it's much less manufacturing to put together an electric vehicle, and there's no engine. You have tier one and tier two suppliers across the state of Michigan that will just close. This is ridiculous. There's no proof that these electric vehicles will actually do anything good for the environment, and they're impossible to drive across the country. How do you battle this when the federal government currently tells us we have to have electric vehicles?
Well, if you had all electric right now, you'd have virtually no change in your atmospheric gauge. So think of it, if you had all electric, the problem with the electric, they don't go long enough. They don't drive long enough, and you have to recharge. The recharging takes forever. It's so ridiculous what they're doing. They're trying to hurt people. They want to take away your water. They want to restrict your sinks. They want to restrict your dishwashers and your washing machines.
Your fans, your ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah, everything. Ceiling fans now. You're right. I heard that the other day. And your heaters in the your house. If you have a great heater that really works well, you have to change it into a heater that's environmentally sound that doesn't give you heat. You know, the whole thing is crazy. These people are crazy, and we're going to stop it. We are going to stop it. We're going to win, and we're going to turn it all around. And our country is going to be great again. We're a laughing stock all over the world. Our country is going to be great again. And you were really something. You were a terrific friend of mine, and we worked hard together. And you really put your heart into it, and you did a good job, and you're respected, a very respected person, Tudor.
Well, sir, I thank you, and I just want you to know that, and I'll tell my viewers that you came to me and you said, you got to talk differently about abortion. And we could not pivot. We could not pivot in time. And it really, you were absolutely right, sir. And I hope that you are able to navigate that issue in 24 and that we can win those women back, because they are already putting out attack ads and it is not a fair issue for them to attack on.
Yep. That's what happened to you. And that's what happened to a lot of other people. And didn't happen to me because, you know, there is a way of talking about it. You know, they're the radicals. They're the radicals, and you have to explain it. And I think exceptions are very important. I think you need the exceptions. You and I talked about that.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for people to know that that's where you are. And I've heard a lot of folks talking about the idea of changing over policies to make it more family friendly. I know this is something that when you were in the administration, Ivanka worked very hard on federally, allowing family leave and things like that. But what are your views on making it easier for adoption, trying to bring together some policies that help families, especially right now when it's so expensive to have a child?
Well, we're all for that. I think it's a great thing. It's one of the many things that we should be doing. We could be doing many, many things having to do with that issue and having to do with other issues. We could be doing many, many things, Tudor, and we're going to do them. And, you know, they're common sense things, actually. They're not conservative or they're not liberal. They're not anything. They're common sense. Like, we have to close up the border. Like, we have to become energy independent. There's so many things, Tudor, and they're going against everything. They open borders, no energy, poverty, high interest rates. Look at the interest rates. They hit 7.5% today. Nobody can buy a house anymore.
Absolutely. So really quick, sir, before I let you go, I will say that I have 4 children. It cost me $500 to get school supplies this year. The number one concern of moms right now is the grocery bills, school supplies, and gas. How do we get that economy back? What is your message about the
economy? Well, we're going to drill. You know the expression, drill, baby, drill. And we're going to drill, and we're going to have so much energy, the prices are going to be tumbling down. That's going to bring down inflation. Energy is what caused the inflation, and we'll bring the energy down. Now, right now, energy is going up, as I've said. I see it's at $5 a gallon now in many places again.
Is that why we had the best economy under President Trump?
We had the strongest economy that in the history of the world. There's never been an economy like we had pre-COVID. Then we brought it back. You know, we brought it back from the tragedy of COVID or the China virus, depending on what you want to call it. But we brought it back. But we had the greatest economy in history. There's never been anything like we had. Everybody, African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, everybody, women, men. And what they're doing now is just a shame. They're destroying this country. They're letting millions and millions of people come in from prisons, from mental institutions. Nobody has any idea who they are, where they're from. Last week, 129 countries were represented. 129 people just pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are. But we'll change it all very quickly, and we'll make it great. We will make America great again. We're going to do it. I said it once, and I did it. And now I'll do it again.
Sir, we appreciate it. I look forward to having a great economy again. We are so glad that you're still watching. I think it's important for the people listening to know that you're citing these facts because you watch every single day. You really love this country. And when I started this interview saying that there's a side of you that is genuine and loving, that's the reason you can continue doing this. And I know you don't love talking about that side of you publicly because you think it doesn't matter, but it totally matters. That's who you are. That's why we have loved you so much as a president, and we wish you the best of luck in 2024. Thank you so much for being on here with me today.
Well, thank you very much, Tudor, and you're doing a great job, and the whole country appreciates it. Really, I mean, really appreciates it too. So I want to thank you very much. And you had a great father, by the way. I have to tell you, I got to know your father. He was a great man. He was a great gentleman.
That's the thing. I mean, you remember these things. That's the thing that people say to me all the time. They're like, he remembered something about me. And I know that it's not because somebody prepped you for this. I know you genuinely remember these things about people. So thank you. Thank you for saying that.
I don't have prep. There's no prep. I just know you had a great father. You take care of yourself, Tudor, and thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all for being here today with the Tudor Dixon Podcast. As always, you can go to TudorDixonPodcast.com and subscribe right there, or go to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts to join us the next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.